Well, it is indeed fairly miraculous. And actually, one of the survivors that I spoke to last night, a man called Orhan Kok, he told me that he felt lucky to be alive. He was on the flight with his wife and his four-year-old daughter, Maya. And he told me that they couldn't quite believe what had happened. And given the damage and the pain, the fact that it just kind of broke into pieces in front of his eyes, as he told me, they couldn't believe that they had only got out with a bad headache and a few eye problems. I mean, it really is quite incredible.
Absolutely terrifying for those on board.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can imagine everything going smoothly up until moments before landing and then feeling a huge downwards lurch. Witnesses have told me that they saw smoke coming through into the cabin, hearing a big bang and total panic among all the passengers, people starting to cry, people starting to pray, and then hitting the ground and then landing in a meadow. I mean, it must have been absolutely terrifying.
Presumably there's quite a large area that's been sealed off while air accident investigators try to find out what happened to this plane.
Yeah, that's right. The A9 motorway, which goes past the meadow where the plane landed near the runway, that's been closed off. The airport was closed off for a while, flights very much disrupted, but now the airport is back open. And now it's really hard to actually get to the area where the plane came down. There have been lines of yellow Dutch ambulances kind of lining up, trying to take people away, trying to clear the wreckage. It's very clear that this is a major disaster.